welcome, champions, to episode 31 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik, and with me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Birdman.
Hello, everybody. We got a nice full episode for you tonight. We're doing the cannibalism episode of Chimp Out Radio. We have Stomper365, probably the most requested guest to be on. We have Snow Dog on tonight with us, and Whitey is fed up doing the top 10 list.
It's going to be an awesome show, champions. So put on a napkin, grab your fork and knife, and sit back for 1 hour of Chimp Out Radio. All right, Malif posted one. Cannibal nigger Antron Singleton, born 1976, better known by his stage name Big Lurch, is an American rapper. He is serving a life sentence for murdering 21-year-old female acquaintance Tynisha Yaseas and eating parts of her body in April 2002.
Yummy.
Says, her boyfriend Thomas Moore testified that he and Singleton spent the evening prior to the murder smoking PCP.
Of course.
The victim was found in her apartment by her friend. Her chest had been torn open, and a 3-inch blade was found broken off in her shoulder blade.
Wait, what was the nigger's name again?
The victim or the perpetrator?
The perpetrator.
The cannibal's name is Antron Singleton.
Yo, Anton, you got some barbecue sauce for that shit?
I'll have it for you in a minute. I just got to get this knife blade out of her shoulder.
Talk about giving somebody the cold shoulder. Eyewitnesses reported that when Singleton was picked up by police, he was naked, covered in blood, standing in the middle of the street and staring at the sky. A medical examination performed shortly after his capture found human flesh in his stomach, which was not his own.
More cannibal niggers. See, you can take them out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of them.
That's right.
I mean, over in Papua New Guinea, there's still tribes over there that, you know, have chimp outs with each other, and they end up eating the human carcass. I read this article one time about this tribe in Papua New Guinea, and the women would say, "I'd rather my husband bring back human meat than the meat of an animal."
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah.
Apparently, a long time ago, some tribesmen in Papua New Guinea went out searching for meat, and they failed. They came back with, like, some dead people in their party in the boat, and the wives thought that was the food that they brought back. And, serious, and that was many centuries ago, and, you know, now they still eat their own flesh, and that's their little history lesson.
Oh, hell, there. I bet they were happy as shit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, those niggers are probably like, fuck, man, that's too much work to go get some food every week. Let's just kill one of our own people and come back and eat them.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Gots to keep it real and shit.
Real. Real disgusting. And there's a picture of his album cover. It says, Big Lurch, It's All Bad. Maybe they should change his name from Big Lurch to Big Lunch.
Yeah, Big Lunch. That sounds a lot better.
Birth name is Antron Singleton, also known as Lurch, Big Lurch, Lucky Lurch, Luciano, 3XL, Lord Lucky Lurch, and G-Spade.
What, can he make up his mind over what screen name or what stage name he has? Does he have to change it, like, every 5 minutes? I mean, for God's sake, he's changing his damn name more than he's changing his damn underwear.
It's All Bad. So let's buy his album and play it on the air.
Maybe there's one of his songs on YouTube.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
There's a news article about his arrest. Oh, Big Lurch. It's called, yeah.
It's All Bad.
It's All Bad.
Okay. Yeah, it is all bad.
Yeah, he's right about that.
You're spending the rest of your life in nigger college. Yeah, it's all bad.
And he never even got to finish his meal.
Yeah. I mean, all that meat going to waste. Yeah, hate to see it.
Okay.
I mean, since his victim was named Tynisha, I mean, it's pretty safe to assume it's another nigger, so.
Yeah.
You know, at least no white people were killed in the in this instance.
Yeah. So, you know, Big Lurch is actually kind of on our side, you know.
Yeah.
He made one.
He did us a favor. Okie dokie.
You're not going to believe this. There, he has a song called I Did It To You. And he raps about killing people in the style of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, my God.
And his album cover, Chimpians, if you think I'm making this up, put his name into a Google image search. His album cover, It's All Bad, shows him he's holding a plate with a human head on it.
Oh, shit, man. That's worse than the worst death metal that's out there, man.
It's cannibal rap.
Cannibal rap. Human head on a dinner plate.
It's a skull, actually. It's a skull.
Oh, okay. He must have picked it clean, then.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any barbecue sauce there?
You got... Bird, you should look at the picture. You should Google it right now.
Okay, let me... What am I Googling
just
here?
Just type in Big Lurch, It's All Bad.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
It's all bad.
I guess he was really serious about what he was doing.
Yeah. Okay, listen to the first few seconds of this link I'm going to give you.
Okay.
This is his song. It's called I Did It To You.
You know, I just killed this song, fool. Yeah, that nigga dead, fool. Nothing but your murder, nigga. Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, and Freddy Krueger, Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson, and all your friends are friends to school ya. For murder's a highway, I'm using a torture chamber, and out of Ruger. So if you wake up in a puddle of blood, nigga, I did it too. Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, and Freddy Krueger, Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson, and all of your friends are friends to school ya. For murder's a highway, I'm using a torture chamber, and out of Ruger. So if you wake up in a puddle of blood, nigga, I did it too. There's a million ways to die, a million ways to kill, so I'ma set an example out of a motherfucker without my steel. Cause I'm like a hungry lion, I moves in for the slaughter, killing for the simplest things, $20 bills and even quarters. I'm like a vampire, nigga, fresh meat, I can't pass it, walking down the street with a syringe, injecting booze with battery acid, leaving your mama singing the blues, nigga, I'm bad news, I watch you sink to the bottom of the ocean, wearing cement shoes. When I was born, the doctor twisted up the facts, he said that I was the devil's son, so now I'm having flashbacks. The preacher almost drowned me at baptism, so on the 6-year anniversary of my birth, I had to get him. So call the coroner, cause Lucky Lurch just warming up. Dead bodies are still decapitating, nigga, with maggots warming up. Cause murder's a hobby, I'm using a torture chamber and not a ruger. So if you wake up in a puddle of blood, nigga, I did it too. Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, and Freddy Krueger, Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson, and all of your friends are friends to school ya.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio!
Hi folks, this is Not Nice, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Speaking of when we were talking about nigger rappers with their fucked up album names, I remember when I was in like the ninth grade or something, and I had this friend who was into rap, and he got this new CD. I don't know what the rapper's name was, but I remember the name of the album. It was called Duskills, Dat Pay, Da Bills. It had a picture of some nigger on the cover, you know.
That's so stupid.
I mean, even he was laughing at it, and he was like a total wigger, you know. Like, you got to be kidding me, because he knew I was, like, at the time, I was totally into metal and Aerosmith and all that shit. I hated rap. I mean, I always hated rap.
Me too.
Never did I like rap for 1 minute. But I'd laugh at him about it. I'm like, are you serious?
That's so stupid.
You're here in South Park. Your parents make $150,000 a year, and you're listening to this shit.
His parents have the skills that pay the bills.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I always crack up about these suburban kids. Their parents make all kinds of money, you know, and they drive around and mom has a Beamer, dad has a Lincoln, you know, listening to this fucking gangster rap shit.
I know.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
They're just,
you know?
They're just going through a phase. They're trying to freak their parents out because in my generation, we listened to devil music to freak our parents out.
Yeah, you know, I was quite into the, like, Cannibal Corpse, Morbid Angel kind of deal.
Slayer. But you know, these kids, that's not freaky enough. The parents are desensitized to the whole Satan thing now, so they had to go one step further to freak their parents out. They have to act like niggers.
Well, yeah, now the kids, we're at a time now where, you know, the rap that the parents remember is like, you know, Fresh Prince and those innocent rappers that didn't really cause any trouble. You know, the worst back then was N.W.A.,
yeah,
when they were teenagers, and the worst, that was the worst they ever listened to. And you got these niggers now that are like 10,000 times worse than N.W.A.
Yeah,
like Big Lunch,
Big Lunch,
Big Lunch,
Big Burp.
Yeah, I can just imagine some suburban kid in his dad's Beamer driving down listening to the Big Lunch CD,
Big Brunch.
Yo, I'll be hungry.
You can't make that stuff up.
Nope.
You can't make it up. It is real. Oh.
You know, it's fucked up though, man. When I was, like, in my early 20s, I loved heavy metal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved it so much. Like, thrash, speed metal. I can't stand the shit anymore.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I have a really hard time listening to it. I mean, now I listen to, like, mid-90s pop grunge, like Bat Dog and the Rentals. Oh. That's pretty fucking sad.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. They're kind of like Weezer.
Oh, okay.
You remember Weezer.
Yeah, they're still around.
Oh, yeah, they're still... So are the Rentals. Oh. Rentals have a new album out. Bad Dog was like a chick band. They're like... Beavis and Butthead made fun of them.
Okay. No, in the 90s, I was in a cover band, and I was like... I was still getting out of my heavy metal phase, but I didn't like grunge, so I was kind of like in limbo, and I was just like this weird kid that thought for himself, and everybody else in the band were frat boys. And we would cover all this gay-ass shit like Nirvana. Mm-hmm. We did like 5 Nirvana covers.
Well, now, you know, kids that are in high school now, they look at Nirvana and that's like classic rock to them. And I'm like, oh my God.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, 92 when they broke.
Yeah. I'm glad he killed himself, though.
Yeah, could you imagine? It'd be another Steven Tyler if he lived.
Yeah,
you know how pathetic Steven Tyler is nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Falling off of stages. Have you seen that video?
No.
They got it on film. He fell right off the stage.
Even like AC/DC, they're pathetic nowadays.
They can afford to be pathetic.
You know, they've been using the same riff for 30 years now.
I know.
And every time, you know, me and my brother laugh our asses off about this, you know, we imagine like AC/DC in the studio making their 30th album or whatever. All right, Angus, let's take You Shook Me All Night Long, play it backwards, and add new lyrics to it. We got a new song, man.
You know, it's funny because I can never tell. Whenever I hear music from them that's new to me, I don't know if it's a new song or if it's just an old song from the 70s I've never heard before. There was one I heard this season that was called Mistress for Christmas. And I don't know if it's new or if it's old. I can't tell.
The only difference I can tell is like pre or post 1980. You can tell the difference between Bon Scott.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
But that's the only difference in the last 35 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything else is pretty much the same. Same guitar riff. So, you know, Angus Young out there, he's like 65 years old in a boyhood school costume.
He still wears that?
Yeah. And he's lost all his hair now, so his hair isn't long anymore.
Oh,
And that's just that is exactly how Nirvana would have ended up.
Yeah. Still playing Teen Spirit in wheelchairs.
It's state fairs.
Yeah. Wondering what happened.
Like I will listen to like old Bon Scott AC/DC from time to time, but that's about it. And after Brian Johnson took over, they had like two decent albums, and everything after that was pretty much the same shit recycled over and over again.
Oh, do you remember that phase where they went through where they were doing all that tapping? Beep bloop bleep bloop bleep bloop 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 bleep bloop bleep bloop bloop. That was the whole song.
Yeah, you know? I think
Thunder.
So. Yeah, that song was
bleep,
horrible.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
That song was horrible.
It was horrible.
And there was the Electric Blues or whatever. A song called Electric Blues. This is when I worked in a factory and had the radio on, and they would play like the new AC/DC album every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know how radio stations
are. Oh, yeah.
Same damn song every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm here, Electric Blues! Electric Blues!
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, for God's sake, somebody please kill AC/DC right now. Put them out of their misery.
Send them straight down that highway to hell.
It's not like the guys are broke either. You know, they have enough money to retire now.
Yeah, they can stop now. But what would they do if they got bored? I mean, what would they do? They can't. They don't have any skills. They never went to school.
That's what I'm saying. They can retire off the money they have now.
And do what? Just sit around and...
play golf.
Golf.
Be senior citizens. I mean, they're all in their 60s now.
Can you imagine playing golf with AC/DC?
Oh, there's Alice Cooper. He plays plenty of golf.
Yeah. Maybe they
That's
should...
another one, Alice Cooper. I mean, he's fucking pathetic.
Yeah. He was weird back in the day, but now he's really tame.
Well, yeah, he gave up drinking like 20 years ago. He was one hell of an alkie. He was one of those guys that just drank 24/7 nonstop. And my God.
He's still working, though. He's got his own syndicated radio show.
Yeah, he has a radio show, and he played. And he said when he quit drinking, he took up golf.
Oh.
You know, to substitute, and he's been clean ever since. And that was like 20 years ago.
Wow. He must be a good golfer by now.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope. 20 years of it. You know who else is a has-been that has their own radio show is Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Remember that guy?
Yeah, one good album. That's it.
That's it.
It's amazing how that guy has managed to, you know, survive all these years just off of one good album.
I remember back when he was at the peak of his popularity, he had his teeth filed so that they would be sharp like a monster's.
Yeah.
How about he feels like a dumbass now?
He just probably went to the dentist and got him done normally again.
Yeah, probably. He's probably wearing dentures now.
Yeah, he's old enough.
Yeah.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar, baby. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar.
Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar.
Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar.
Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar.
Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar.
Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar. Nigga for sugar, sugar, food, punch, rock, guitar.
We want you, these two, that they pray God and give us a fight, a whip, a nuke, a knife, a dick, a brand and I. These things might be into a nigga talk.
The 14 boys found to have been sodomizing each other in a Cape Town suburb will not be facing criminal charges.
Why?
So basically, this is like 14 boys on a down low. I mean, I guess they figured out that it wasn't fun to do the Ottoman anymore, so they started doing each other.
14 of them all at once, and that's some serious bongo party there.
Yeah, once again in South Africa, that wonderful place. Boys aged between 5 and 11 will not be charged.
Oh my
Instead,
God.
The youngsters will be referred to social workers for help, like there's any point in that. The boys have been sodomizing each other since last September. Wait, since September last year until recently, after they were allegedly exposed to a pornographic movie by other older children at one of their homes. Oh, man.
Must have been gay porn.
Yeah, must have. Sunday Times reported that the children's case was reported 2 weeks ago after an 8-year-old was caught naked in bed with his 3-year-old niece.
What?
He's 8 years old, has a niece already. Wow. After the 8-year-old was caught, he alleged that two of his friends had sodomized him. And this was confirmed by a doctor's examination. The two friends also pointed out another boy after they were confronted, which led to other boys being linked. These niggers just don't, you know, 5 years old, between ages between 5 and 11 years old.
Yeah.
Crazy. You know, kid, any normal kids would be playing with Transformers and Barbie dolls at that age. You know, these nigglets are fucking each other.
Or if we're lucky, the South African niggers will be playing with electrical transformers. Live
stealing
ones.
Copper.
Stealing, yeah.
Stealing copper for mammy.
That's right.
Oh, man.
But instead, they're playing with each other, so. Now, if we could just get them to do their sodomizing up on some kind of live electrical wire.
You know, I wonder if any, like, AIDS was transferred amongst these young kids, because, you know, half of the niggers in Africa are actually born with AIDS. They don't even have to rape anybody to get it.
That's true. So, yeah.
And the asshole celebrities are running around with their millions going, we gotta save the niggers from the AIDS! Like, then Angelina Jolie and Madonna going down and adopting nigglets with AIDS and...
Okay, so maybe let's say you have a good idea that you've got AIDS and you're 3 years old. I guess you figure, what the hell? I might as well just live fast. I'm going to die young anyway. So let's all get together, 14 of us, and sodomize each other.
Yeah, like the average kid, you know, what they start messing around with sex like 15, 16 years old, smoking pot and doing stupid high school shit.
Right.
You know, these kids, they start at 3, 4, 5 years old, you know.
And they start,
no problem for them.
They start with the jenkum instead of the pot. And next thing you know, they're sticking in each other's butts.
You know, they rebel against their parents by listening to the Big Lunch.
Big Lunch.
Big Lunch. That nigger is going to be cracking me up for the next week. I'm going to be laying in bed at night, in the middle of the night, thinking about fucking Big Lunch and laughing about it. He did this horrible fucking crime, and we're sitting here laughing our asses off about it.
But he rapped about it. He wrote a rap song about it, too.
That'd be kind of like Chris Barnes from Cannibal Corpse going out and actually doing the things he talked about.
Right.
You know, if you've ever heard Cannibal Corpse, man, that's some brutal stuff.
Yeah.
But he's been doing it for the last 25 years, and I doubt he's actually done what he's talked about.
No, of course not. It's just all for shock value, but this nigger actually did it. He ate her.
Where'd that barbecue sauce? Give me some. Who's got the A1? Big Lunch.
Big Lunch.
That might be the theme for this show or whatever we're putting together, just sitting here talking. That might be the theme for the show, Big Lunch.
Maybe that could be the new AC/DC song. Big Lunch is number one. Big Lunch gonna feed all of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Cannibal Corpse is in the studio right now writing a song about Big Lunch. Oh, my head hurts from laughing.
Okay, guys, if you're listening to this on your computer, go Google Big Lurch. It's all bad, and you'll see the album cover that we're talking about. Make a great avatar. He's holding a dinner plate with a skull on it.
Yeah. This episode of Chimp Out Radio brought to you by Big Lunch. Oh, I'm crying here. Oh, wow. I'm gonna look forward to listening to this one, DJ.
It's a classic.
Thank you, Malificarum, for pointing this article out to us.
Excellent find.
Man. This would probably have to be the world's longest news story that I've ever do a whole show based on Big Lunch.
He's like the new Wesley Willis. I'm going to start featuring his work on the show.
Oh, man. God help the people listening. In other news.
Okay. You know how if you eat Chinese food an hour later, you're hungry?
Yeah.
Well, Big Lurch is going to open up his own restaurant. It's Chinese food, but an hour after you eat it, you're hungry for niggers.
Yeah, he could open it up in Papua New Guinea. I mean,
it'd
probably be a smash success over there.
Sure.
Those tribal niggers can come out of the forest and, you know, pay a few stones and rocks or whatever that they use for currency.
Some shells or whatever, yeah.
You know, those penis gourds that they wear. Yeah, I make you a penis gourd. I'm hungry.
And they serve, you know, skulls on a plate. That's like their main signature dish.
Yeah, I would like the Big Lunch special. Oh my god. The back of my head is pounding. Apparently Jeffrey Dahmer was one of Big Lunch's heroes.
Apparently.
Oh man. In the taboo section, showing like Dahmer's nigger victims. That's probably where, and Malif made that post too.
I know, he's sick.
Yeah, it's all his fault, folks, for tonight, our little diatribe about Big Lunch. Deep fry it in maple bacon grease, I guess. Could you imagine? Big Lunch gets released from prison, or he does his own cooking show on the Food Network. Like, first you kill some bitch. Yeah, you know, like Emeril has, like, Bam, and, you know, Guy Fieri, and all those people on the Food Network, if you've ever seen, they have their own little
right,
you know, signature thing. Every show, Big Lunch would open up, first you gotta kill a bitch. Then you get the barbecue sauce.
Talking about the ghetto, funky, funky ghetto, trying to survive, trying to stay alive.
The ghetto, There's only one rule in the real world, and that's to take care of you, only you and yours. Keep dealing with the hard times day after day. Might deal me some dope, but then crime don't pay. Black man trying to break in my house again. Thought he got off the dope, doing time in the pen. Even though my brothers do me just like that, I get a lot of love, so I'm giving it back to
the ghetto. Stomping.
Joining us in the studio tonight, we have with us Snow Dog. How are you doing tonight, Snow Dog?
I'm doing just great.
Awesome.
How about you?
Wonderful. It's good to have you on here. We've been trying to get you on the show for quite a while. You're a busy person.
Yeah, well, I know that the Chimp Out Radio has had a rather full agenda as well.
Sure.
I listen to it all the time.
You are a trustee on the Chimp Out forums. How did you go about doing that?
I didn't do anything other than visit the forums on a regular basis and put up put up posts or open the occasional thread. Basically it was something I never campaigned for.
Yeah.
Somebody obviously liked what I wrote and decided that I was worthy of being a trustee.
We all like what you write, and you are a very prolific writer, Snow Dog. As of today, you have over 5,200 posts.
That's correct. I never set out to be a post whore. it's just that I drop in and chimp out, whenever I can, for an hour here, a couple hours there, and there's always some interesting content. The most fascinating forum I've ever come across.
You and me both. Do you have a favorite part of the forum?
I like the guest forum, and I like general monkey shines. And I try to drop into Chicago Avengers, Savage Nigger Behavior and Nigger Crime threads. I may not always comment. I mean, after all, it'd sound like a broken record. Because all the jabooneries is essentially the same.
It is. Throughout history, we've seen TNB repeat itself over and over, and some things never change. Speaking of things that never change, you have had the same avatar since I first met you over a year ago.
That's correct.
It's a picture of some raccoons with the title that says, "We are not coons."
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, and that's one thing that has always rubbed me the wrong way. People referring to the noble raccoon as a coon once I learned what the other meaning of the word coon was, whenever I want to talk about raccoons, I always use the word raccoon.
Right, because comparing a raccoon to a filthy nigger is an insult to the raccoon.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And I don't understand, I can understand why, people would call, a raccoon, shorten it, right?
Right.
Like, burbs for suburb.
Right.
Or vids for video. People do that all the time.
Of course.
But why they started calling niggers coons, I don't know.
I've wondered that myself. It may be because they always wear a mask over their face, they come out at night, and they steal things.
Yeah, but, no raccoon is going to go and mudick your daughter.
I hope not.
And it's not going to stick a gun in your ribs and demand your wallet.
That's true.
It's not going to jack your car.
No. And on the other side of it, there's no nigger is going to clean themselves daily, take care of their young. Yeah.
Wash their hands before they eat.
That's true.
The other day I ran into an old friend. Joe was his name, so I said, "Joe, how you been?" He said, "JR, you won't believe this, but things ain't worth a damn." And I said, "Joe, what's the problem?" He said, "JR, you want to know my problem? Well, I'll tell you my problem." And he began his story something like this. All my life I've been single. I didn't want to be tied down, but I finally did it. I finally got married and the chance started going around. She was the fourth and had three kids. They all had fair skin and blonde hair. But I didn't know their daddy was a nigger, and daddy just had to be there. Oh, what do you do when everything's messed up, sticking down in your craw? Other men are lucky, all they have to agitate them is a doggone mother-in-law. But this black hairy dude living down at my house beats all you ever saw. I'm the sole breadwinner of a wife and three bacon innies and a nigger-in-law. And he kept on a-talking, and I just kept on listening. And he went on something like this. It all started last Friday evening. I got home from work that he said. Sitting there loafing, resting and a-smoking. Man, he was ace of spades black. I didn't know just who he was then, but it wasn't too long till I did. He said, don't get uptight, I got visiting rights and came to see your wife and my kids. Oh, what do you do when everything's messed up, sticking down in your craw? Other men are lucky, all they have to agitate them is a doggone mother-in-law. But this black hairy dude living down at my house beats all you ever saw. I'm the sole breadwinner of a wife and three pickaninnies and a nigger-in-law. Well, he talked on, and I began to figure out that Joe had found a solution. He said, he was still there Saturday evening, just watching me mow the lawn. He watched the game on Sunday and the soaps on Monday. It's Tuesday and he still wasn't gone. Suddenly I got me an idea, and I came up with a plan. I turned my nigger loving wife and her nigger ex-husband over to the Ku Klux Klan. That's what you do when everything's messed up, sticking down in your craw. Never again will I ever say a word about anybody's mother-in-law. That nigger bowed up when the Klan showed up. It was the last thing he ever saw. Now I'm the ex-husband of a wife with three pickaninnies and a nigger-in-law. I am the proud ex-husband of a wife with three pickaninnies and a nigger-in-law.
Well, guys, I have a news story here, and it's a kind of a feel-good news story.
All right.
Doc Johnson posted this, another feel-good story about Nigerians and stuff catching on fire. At least 70 people, they meant to say spoonbills or niggers, were burnt to death in Nigeria when a fuel tanker exploded, setting fire to five-pack minibuses in the southern state of I can't pronounce the fucking thing.
State of inebriation, probably, if it's niggers.
Yeah. Well, officials told local media the truck tanker overturned after it hit a pothole on Friday, sparking the massive blaze. They said the death toll could rise as the charred remains of the victims were recovered from the minibuses. A transport official warned that more accidents were likely if nothing was done to improve Nigeria's road network. If something isn't done quickly, tragedies like this will happen again, said Ben Akena of the Federal Road Safety Commission, was quoted as saying by the AFP news agency. He said several other people were badly wounded in the accident and were taken to local hospital. Accidents on Nigeria's poorly maintained roads are quite common. Well, you know, when you kick the white people out, infrastructure kind of goes to shit. So it's their own damn fault.
Should maintain vehicles. I mean, I can't imagine a rig hitting a pothole and turning over. You know, without proper maintenance. Of course, you know, guess who gets to maintain these trucks?
You got to figure these trucks are usually at least 35, 40 years old, and they're running odd size tires on each wheel. They're not even inspected, let alone maintained to a decent level.
Plus, you know, that fucking nigger that was driving was probably going way too fast.
Too slow.
Or too slow. Either one. And, you know, either maybe it was a giant pothole. I mean, American potholes are one thing, but third world potholes are probably like, you know, like 5 or 6 feet deep.
Yeah, probably. He's probably sitting there in a cab, you know, huffing on some Jenkins, seeing his grandparents and shit through the windshield. And he's like, "Lordy, lordy, I'd be tripping and shit." And next thing you know, tanker rolls over, you know, fireball comes out, niggers die, the end.
Yeah, it's like I always said, niggers and modern technology are a very bad mix.
They've always got the most recent cell phones, most recent MP3 players. You notice that?
And they mm-hmm. fuck that up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, those are toys.
Yeah.
Maintaining a rig to carry thousands of gallons of gasoline, oh, they don't care about that.
No.
They cannot get their priorities straight.
They can't even get their hair straight.
Yes, they try, don't they?
They do try. Yeah, they try.
Even if they have to import it from Chinese women, the hair of Chinese women and Indian women, and glue it onto their heads somehow. Yeah, they're pretty focused on getting their hair straight.
Oh. They can't get their story straight either. How's that?
Well, see, I was hanging out in front of the drugstore with LaQuisha, Tyronda. I don't know what the fuck who I'd be with that day, but I was buying some crack. I was buying some weed. I wasn't buying nothing, man, because that'd be illegal. I don't do no illegal shit.
I didn't do nothings. Nothings.
I didn't do nothing, officer.
Yeah, well, like, you know, that's another thing that is very predictable. You get caught, didn't do nothing. It's like the little kid, like the little 3-year-old. I don't know how that cookie jar got broke.
Right. But, you know, niggers are such egomaniacs, I think they sincerely believe that they are innocent of any wrongdoing.
I don't think. Well, how can you you think you're guilty of wrongdoing when you don't know right from wrong?
Right. That's it. That's it right there.
I'm convinced that a lot of them don't.
They don't.
I remember reading in Chimp Out about some shibun that killed her six month old little nigglet, and the police asked her, why did you do that? And she comes back and said, I got tired of taking care of that baby. I couldn't go out to parties.
No.
You know, now you would think that somebody would make up a story, but she told the truth because, hey, she had a problem. She came up with a perfect nigger solution.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't see anything wrong in that.
No. Just kill your own baby. Stick it in the microwave. Like the one that stuck her baby in a microwave. And killed it because she didn't want her boyfriend to find out that the child wasn't his.
Yeah, it's another case. Hey, I got a problem. I'm going to solve it. I don't see
I'm surprised
wrong.
She didn't take it on Maury to, you know, make it official. But I guess she was trying to hide something rather than to bring out something.
Right. I guess she was worried that when it got older, it would start to look like the real father. And then...
How's that even possible? Well... Pretty much all nigger bucks look alike.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, but then again, you know, I find that hard to believe because here you're talking about her looking forward. They don't look forward a week, let alone what their kid's going to look like in 10 years. These are strictly here and now beasts.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's why they're happy all the time. I was thinking about this earlier today, is niggers seem to be pretty happy no matter what. And, you know, I think it's because they just cannot fathom cause-and-effect relationships. And they just stumble through life happy as can be.
Oh, as is said often, ignorance is bliss.
and in their case, it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, which, you know, it, of course, that brings up a, you know, means that solving our... You know, solving our nigger problems isn't going to be all that difficult. You know, once you get them back in the monkey cage, they'll just, you know, wait a while. Hey, they're going to be just as happy as clams again.
You're
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment and it's free. Tonight, we have a surprise guest here. His name is Stomper365. How are you doing tonight, Stomper?
I'm doing great.
Now, Stomper365, you are one of our newer members. How long have you been with Chimp Out?
I've been on for about 2.5 months right now.
And how did you discover the site in the first place?
Well, actually, I was looking through some pictures on Google Images and just typed in nigger, and I found Chimp Out Riot Control and kind of looked into that. So, yeah, that's how I found the site.
Awesome. Now, I understand you're in a band. Is that right?
Yep. Nerdy Digger.
Nerdy Digger. Do you guys have a MySpace?
No, actually going to set one up pretty damn soon.
Okay, and what sorts of songs are you guys writing?
We're writing songs about niggers and why they suck and why we hate them. And...
So you got some friends that are right along with you there.
Yep.
That's great to have. It's great to have friends that agree with you. Because in this world of PC bullshit, it's really hard to find compadres that really agree with your frame of mind as far as niggers go. Everybody wants to treat them like special humans and equal and la-di-da and kumbaya and all that bullshit. And it's just not true.
That's why you got to have the friends that I have. And, you know, if I didn't have the friends that I have right now, I think I'd be losing my mind.
That's right. That's what Chimp Out's all about. It's cheaper than therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even though we're all over the world, we have members all over the world, we do our best to make friends with people here on the site just because we need each other. We need each other's support against the filthy, vile nigger beast.
And look how quickly the site has grown. I mean, we're already getting pretty close to 3,000 members.
Yeah, man, I'm seeing new intros every day.
Yeah.
And great, willing new members. Reminds me of when I first signed up.
You know, I'm thinking that President Obama has shot up our membership rolls. Obama's actually doing us a favor by being president as far as Chimp Out membership goes.
We ought to send him something nice, like a little KFC gift basket with some Colt 45 in it and maybe some, like, Kool-Aid and crack.
Some crack, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you manage to get any of your friends to sign up to Chimp Out?
Yeah, actually Ryan, which is our bassist, is a MIG beater.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, he was willing to talk to you, but sadly he can't be here right now.
That's okay.
Oh, that's fine. Just glad to have you on tonight.
Yep, I'm glad to be on too. This is something that I've been looking forward to as soon as I signed up.
So, Stomper, your band's taken off and you guys sound awesome. And I thought it'd be fun tonight, you know, if you don't mind helping us out. How would you feel about singing a song for us?
All right, that'd be great.
Okay, do you have one in mind?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to do that ZZ Top one, Sharp Dressed Man.
Okay, every coon's running from the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
All right, champions, this is Stomper365. Enjoy.
What cheap, what hood, gonna make a couple niggas good. Shotgun, ball bat, tell me where the jigaboos are at. They go running just as fast as they can, cause every coon's running from the Ku Klux Klan. Lit cross, braided rope, gonna bring a little change and hope. Flashlight, hound dog, gonna run off all the gully walks. They go running just as fast as they can, cause every coon's running from the Ku Klux Klan. You coons, take that. And I don't care if your shoebone's fat. Tall boots, tight noose. Looking for the feral jigaboos. They go running just as fast as they can, 'cause every coon's running from the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, nice job, Stomper365. Those lyrics were rewritten by Gallagly himself. Gallagly started the song's niggerized thread on chimpout.com forums. And if you like what you hear and you think it's a hoot, make your own song lyrics and post them on that thread. And who knows, you might hear it on Chimp Out Radio. We have with us one of our trustees, your friend and mine. Please welcome Whitey is Fed Up. How are you doing tonight, Whitey?
I'm doing good. How's everybody else doing there?
Awesome.
Oh, doing great here.
Cool. So tell us,
good to hear that.
Yeah, tell us, how did you find Chimp Out in the first place?
Actually, I was working night shift, so I was home during the day, and there was really nothing to do. So I was, you know, just goofing around on the internet, and I Googled stupid nigger of the week. And Chimp Out popped up. There was some thread with that title, and I started reading it, and I was just hooked. You know, the month I was working nights, that's all I did pretty much all day was surf Chimp Out. And I surfed it for a week or two, and then I went ahead and signed up for it.
Yeah.
That's nice. Cool.
Okay, well, we're glad you're with us, and we have a top 10 list for you to read for us tonight. Bert, what is the topic this week?
The topic for today's top 10 list is, since we do not condone violence here on the forum, we came up with the top 10 ways to nonviolently torture a nigger.
Okay, Whitey is fed up. What is number 10?
Send them to a place where all the 40s have holes and the coal burners don't.
Aww, that would be a big help.
What is number 9?
Only let it smoke non-menthol cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, the nigger would definitely be tortured by that.
Hey, that was actually my submission.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Good one. Why do you think they love menthol cigarettes so much? It obviously doesn't help their breath. Maybe it...
You know, I don't know. You know, everybody's tried a couple here and there, but those things are just disgusting.
They
are. I don't know. Anybody could suck on one of those, you know, day in, day out. I don't know. They like the grape-flavored cigars, too, so no way to explain what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Cut public transportation to Walmart.
Ooh, that would be bad. That would be very, very bad.
It'd be bad for the niggers, it'd be great for the humans.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and none of the employees would get there either.
Number 7.
No grape drank in the stove.
Number 6.
An aborted KFC sale. We've seen those tragedies unfold.
Yep.
Number 5.
Pull one cable from all-day car batteries, which disables day rides for a month.
Yeah, a nigger couldn't figure out. Nigger, it would take a month at least for a nigger to figure it out, and he'd probably take it to a mechanic and say, "What'll be wrong with my ride and shit?" And the mechanic would pop open and say, "Oh, your battery cable's disconnected."
That'd be $100.
Yeah.
At which point the chimp out will ensue.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I used to work for a rental company, and we would rent out these U-Haul type trucks, and the niggers would, you know, none of them were automatic, they were all manual, and the niggers would get in there and go, "Two brake pedals? I can't drive a car with two brake pedals."
I think most of the U-Hauls nowadays are automatics, though.
Yeah, now they are, sure. Number 4.
Billboard of human male with the heading, "At least we have one thing in common. Everybody thinks nigger women are ugly."
They are.
Yep.
Nasty.
That'll get them.
Yeah, that'll get them. Number 3.
Maki no Bongo will always send them into a Cat 5 chimp out.
Yeah.
You ain't damn right about that.
Category 5 is the most severe chimp out there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I think somebody actually left a post to that effect describing each category of chimp out, and category 5 is like flailing their arms and breaking things and killing people.
Wow.
Category 1's like raised voice slightly, starting to get upset.
Saying motherfucker.
It's pretty funny. I just wish I knew where it was.
We're going to have to dig that one out. Number 2.
All able-bodied must work.
Yeah. Do niggers really have able bodies, though? I mean, how able is a monkey?
They sure can play that feats ball and backup ball.
Yeah.
They can pick cotton.
Yeah.
And the number one way to nonviolently torture a nigger is...
call them niggers.
Michael Jackson's
secrets.
I was always f***ing animals in a stunk so bad, you know, and I never got a chance to f*** children.
Secrets.
I f*** cancer kids, leukemia kids. I f*** animals. I f*** elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of... I f*** tigers and lions, and we have busloads of kids. I f*** many, many, many children, thousands of children. I f*** the parents. I f***ed 80 policemen for like 45 minutes. I f***ed 80 policemen in one bedroom. That's how bad it was. They manhandled me very roughly.
Secrets.
I had this tree that I have at Neverland. I call it my giving tree because I like to f*** children. I f***ed many children up there. I never stop f***ing children the way Jesus said to. He said, continue to f*** children. Always f*** children.
And we're back with Stomper 365, and Bert, I understand you've got a story for us tonight.
Well, yeah, I have a story, but since Stomper's here with us, he's the one that brought this story to our attention, and thank you, Stomper, for bringing this to our attention. Texas coal burner barbecued by her black boyfriend.
They do love their barbecue, don't they?
Yeah, further warning that to all human women, dating Negroes is very dangerous. Before we do this story, this is kind of graphic and kind of, you know, very disturbing. So if you get queasy real easily, please fast forward through this section. But the Texas coal burner is barbecued by her nigger boyfriend.
Yeah, you definitely, if you're queasy, you don't want to be eating while we're doing this show, especially not fillets.
Yes.
But those niggers love their white meat, don't they?
Yes, they do. But this comes out of Tyler, Texas. A man, or a nigger, killed his girlfriend, then filleted and cooked parts of her body before calling police to tell them what he was doing. Authorities said Sunday.
So he killed his girlfriend and started cooking and eating her, and then he called the police to let him know what he was doing?
I mean, couldn't if he made like a bologna sandwich or went to KFC and got some chicken? Did he have to kill his girlfriend if he was really that hungry? But
well, maybe she said to him that she wanted him to eat her, and he was like, "Okay, I am hungry.
I do got some barbecue sauce in the fridge. I do believe
I am a cannibal. So okay."
Or maybe he was just getting his Kwanzaa dinner ready and, you know, KFC isn't open on holidays.
Right.
But the story goes on. Christopher Lee McEwen, 25, called 911 on Saturday and told an emergency dispatcher he had killed his coal-burning whore girlfriend, Jana Shearer, 21, and was boiling her body parts at his mother's home. So his mother was in on it. His mammy was hungry, too.
Yo, mama, give me that salt and pepper. Cut up a lime or two.
When authorities arrived at the home, they found Shearer's mutilated body, one ear boiling in a pot of water on the stove, and a fork sticking out of some human flesh sitting on a plate in the kitchen table. Authorities said it was unclear whether McEwen consumed any part of Shearer's body.
Of course not. He's being set up. He didn't do nothings. And you know how I know? Because niggers don't know how to use silverware.
Yeah.
Therefore,
it's all finger food.
It's all finger food. Until he actually eats the fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's really finger food.
Gots to get the barbecue sauce, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he asked me if he could have a knuckle sandwich, and she was like, sure.
Here's what's blowing my mind here.
What?
We cannot prove that he did eat any part of her body, Smith told the Associated Press. He was either going to or led us to think he was doing it. Authorities believe Shearer, 21, was abducted from her home Friday night and killed. What, she didn't come willingly? I thought she was a coal burner here, but
well, she started off as a coal burner, but now she's burning on the coals.
Yeah.
On a spit, just slowly rotisserizing.
Her death and mutilation was apparently the beginning of a crime spree that also included McEwen allegedly stabbing the boyfriend of his estranged wife and breaking into a business. The stabbing victim is in critical condition at an area hospital, official said. So basically, he cannibalized his girlfriend, and then he went on a crime spree, broke into a business, and stabbed somebody else.
That's because he was going for a second course.
Yeah.
He was still hungry, so he just started like carving up another person.
This nigger's a real overachiever.
Yeah.
he's bound
for the stars.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, he has his PhD in TNB. Okay, McEwen of Tyler, Texas, about 110 miles east of Dallas, was charged with capital murder. He is being held in Smith County Jail, or Smith County Nigger College, on a $2 million bond Sunday, and did not have an attorney, official said.
But he did have some really good recipes.
Yeah, maybe in prison he can kill some fellow inmates and, you know, get a big pot and have a potluck dinner or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
This nigger sounds pretty creative.
Yeah.
Too bad, though, and Nigger University is only going to be finding that dark meat.
Yeah, that's right.
But a tragic end to a tragic life, being a coal burner and all, and this is a warning to every single human woman that listens to this show. We've said it before, and we'll say it again. Do not go after the dark meat. I don't care how much it sweet talks you, or I don't care how much the media says that they're great, magical, and wonderful. They will kill you.
And eat you.
Yeah, in some cases eat you, yes. I mean, this is an American story. We all think that, oh, the only nigger cannibals are out in New Guinea and Africa or something. No, we have cannibal niggers here, too. I mean, they're not very far from the tree here.
And, you know, I'm looking at the article here, and there's a picture of the victim, the coal burner, and she's, she's a little chubby.
Pretty attractive, though.
Yeah, you know, not good enough to kill and eat, but she's definitely got some meat on her bones.
You know, maybe add some A1 sauce to it. I don't know.
She looks tender. Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at the nigger boyfriend over next to the picture, and he just has the dumbest look on his face.
That's what he's saying.
He has a caveman look.
Oh, definitely looks like a caveman here.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. All the time we have for episode 31, the big lunch episode of Chimp Out Radio. I'd like to thank Stomper365 for helping us out tonight. What'd you think of being on the radio tonight, Stomper?
Well, it's been a dream come true.
Well, I'm humbled just to hear that.
This is a great thing, and I'm very glad that I'm here and so excited that I could do it.
All right.
Great job, Stomper, and thanks for singing our songs niggerized. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'd like to thank Snowdog for being on the show. Did you have a good time tonight, Snowdog?
Yes, I did. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, we were very happy to have you.
Yeah.
We've been hunting you down for many months now. And
we finally got you.
One reason or another, we haven't been able to get you on, but we finally got you on. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can do it again sometime.
I'd love to.
Of course.
And special thanks to Whitey's Fed Up for reading this week's top 10 list. And don't forget to visit the new and improved Chimp Out Evidence Locker. That's our store where you can buy all kinds of cool Chimp Out and Chimp Out Radio gear and merchandise for yourself and people that you love. And don't forget to tune in 2 weeks from today. We got a very special guest that we've been trying to get for a long time. Had a few technical problems, but he's finally going to be with us. His identity is a surprise, but I promise you, it's going to be an awesome episode. So be proud of yourselves, champions, and don't take any shit from any niggers.